Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Good news if you've got to get about on Maggie Island with the introduction of Uber on Maggie. After 2 years, you can order an Uber.
Nice. Yeah, because Uber just got to Townsville 2 years ago, but never made it across the water to Maggie until now.
I think there's only ever 13, 12, 16, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was only ever one taxi on the island as well too. So like,
so now there's one taxi and one Uber. Uber. Ooh, watch out.
Competition. But they hate each other too.
I bet they do.
Game
Unless
on.
It's the same person and they just That's turn the not. Taxi light off
and put the Uber sticker on. Nah. It's a part-time JCU worker by the name of Tim Hempstead. Looks like a real nice guy wearing a tropical shirt. Very, very North Queensland.
He looks trustworthy.
And he said Friday, Saturday nights when it's really busy, people are out at pubs and restaurants. He goes, we've won taxi, you know, often there's peak times and waits and stuff. So I think that's when he's really going to try and operate.
Interesting.
Is, you know, the peak times and stuff. But he did say, with the island having so many unsealed roads, he's not actually going to go onto them. So he'll take people to West Point, but not areas. So we'll take them as far as West Point, but not areas such as Florence and Radical Bays because they're all off-road. Mm. But I thought, wouldn't that be fun? Hey, kids, we're going four-wheel driving in that guy's car.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It's always really exciting when two iconic brands link up, isn't it? Like we've got Arnott's and Cadbury blocks of chocolate at the moment. There was
There's been so many before.
There was ice cream and biscuits that linked up. There was the hot cross bun ice cream. Like there's just always, always amazing things. And there's this one that you're going to be really excited about because you're a big Lynx fan, aren't you, Cliffo?
I was a Lynx I still am a Lynx Africa man at times, to be honest.
Well, maybe you should be changing it up to the Lynx fragrance of Lift Your Game, which is a construct with Xbox.
An Xbox?
Random collab, hey. Really
good. So Xbox, the Microsoft Xbox, the gaming console.
The gaming console.
And Lynx the deodorant.
Lynx, yeah. So they've linked
that's
up
a strange one.
To do a new fragrance.
They've linked up, you might say.
Linked up. They're calling it pulsing green citrus, as in that's what it smells like.
Well, the Xbox logo is like a pulsing green, so that makes sense.
Ah!
The vivid green X,
Of course. And it is called Lift Your Game. So they've got your body wash, they've got your body spray, they've got all the different products in this new flavour, new scent. You're not eating it.
No.
But according to Xbox, it was inspired by the achievement of gamers in Australia and is designed to capture the confidence of God mode, the brilliance of Ori, and the boom of Crackdown. None of that mean anything to
me. No.
But if you're a gamer, I'm sure you'll
like it. Well, I think it's great because what I know of my mates who are gamers, they could do with a little bit more deodorant.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
The Netflix sting. One of my favourite sounds on the planet. And if you are looking for your next bingeable series after Game of Thrones or you just need one, it's always good to have one in the bank.
Yeah.
Ready to binge.
Because when you finish a series, you get that feeling of
FOMO.
Emptiness. And you need to start a new one.
You do. but the big series at the moment that everyone's talking about, it's the world's hottest show at the moment. It's called Chernobyl. Sure you would have heard about it. It's a 6-part miniseries documenting the most horrific nuclear disaster in the history of the universe. Happened in 1986 in the Ukraine, the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown. Here's a little bit of the trailer. Have a listen.
I'm pleased to report that the situation in Chernobyl is stable. In terms of radiation, I'm told it's the equivalent of a chest X-ray.
No, Chernobyl is on fire. And every atom of uranium is like a bullet. Now, Chernobyl holds over 3 trillion of these bullets.
If you're familiar, if you listened in history, a lot of people tried to cover up how bad the Chernobyl meltdown actually was. Meanwhile, people's skin was actually melting off their faces.
Oh,
and
so
some of the authorities are saying, it's just like getting an X-ray. It's totally fine.
It's really not. So is this like fully based on facts or is it dramatized slightly to make it
probably a little bit. But how's this for a good start? Mm. It is officially the highest rated TV series in the history of IMDb, the Internet Movie Database.
Mm.
And I love that. I think that's a really good rating or whatever, a good system to rate movies and TV shows because it's all just user generated.
Totally.
But it rated in at 9.4, which is the same as Game of Thrones and the same as Breaking Bad. They tied for first place on IMDb, but the individual episodes of Chernobyl rated higher. And how's this? The final episode of Chernobyl, because there's only five parts, like I said, rated in at 9.9 out of 10.
So I need to get on this.
An almost perfect score.
So how do you even access it at the moment?
So in Australia, it starts next Wednesday on Foxtel. So
how was our boss watching it last week then?
How was our boss watching it last week?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We made an origin bet. Origin sticks are set. Cliffo and Gabby versus Kyle Felt. Who'll win the bet when the cards are dealt?
Turns out the cards have been dealt and Queensland won the Origin last night.
Queensland won it.
They did. Which means Kyle Felt won our Origin bet.
So we went into this by asking him what food does he hate. He said capsicums. And mine was asparagus.
And mine was oysters.
And we got to coin.
Yeah, I got to step out of this one, though.
You chose that I have to represent New South Wales. Thanks so much.
No worries.
For that. So now I have to down asparagus spears, a food I just despise with every inch of my being. But we did agree to call Kyle, no matter what, whether Queensland win, lose, draw, or whatever.
You didn't want to this morning. You said, no, do we have to? And we've got to give him the opportunity to rub it in.
I was happy to dump the segment. But give him a call. See if he's there. There we go.
Cliffo.
Felty.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Awful.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Really good, actually.
I guess I'm ready to go. And do you want to know how arrogant I am, Felty? Last night I was actually thinking, are we going to cut the capsicum and give him like long bits? Or we give him little diced bits? Don't have to worry about that anymore.
A little bit of puree would be good.
At least we know your weakness for next time, Felty.
My kryptonite.
Your kryptonite, exactly. All right, so what's the plan? We're going to do this next time you're in studio?
Whenever you want to do it, I can drop in if you want.
Well, yeah, I figure you'd want to see Cliffo's face when participating in this bet loss.
Yeah.
So we do need you here to do it. Yeah,
I reckon you'll be here again early next week. Like, that's all organised behind the scenes with the Cowboys or whatever. So we might do it then.
You just want to leave it as long as possible.
I'm happy to put it off for as long as possible. Hey, what were your thoughts on the game last night? Because, you know, whether or not you support the Cane Toads or the Cockroaches, I thought it was just a great game of rugby league.
Yeah, it was really good. I think in the first, 15 minutes, I think there was only one stoppage. It was bloody outstanding game. And then the Blues started to get on top, and I started to get a bit worried there.
Started to taste that spicy remnants of capsicum from days gone by in your mouth.
It's so much more exciting watching a game like that, though, when you know there's something like capsicum on the line, hey?
It's nerve-wracking.
Any standouts for you last night, mate? Like, were you watching anyone go, wow, they're on fire?
Well, I was thinking young Kalen Ponga played really well.
Oh, yeah, didn't he?
Yeah, he was good old Wonder Boy. And then I think Felice Kafusi went really well too.
Did you see the move that Queensland pulled on New South Wales where they actually stole our captain's shoe and threw it into the crowd? Did you see that? Like, what was that?
Yeah, I did see that. I think he thought it was a boomerang. Didn't come back.
Is that something that's talked about in training? Like, this is one of our plays?
Nah, that's just off the cuff sort of stuff.
What are they doing? That's not how you do a shoey. They're doing it totally wrong.
That's wrong.
Well, hey, I actually enjoyed watching Origin last night, knowing that the stakes were a little bit higher. And I'm going to do it, mate. I'm happy to pay out. Of course, the difference was 4 points. Mm. So
you're lucky.
You know what? I'm so glad it was a low-scoring game. Yeah. I have to now down 4 asparagus spears, my absolute most hated food. And my mum actually rang me yesterday because she's the one who bred my whole fear of asparagus because she used to eat out of the tins as a kid, just awful. And she was like, oh, wow, that footy boy sounds like he really doesn't like capsicum. And I'm like, not as much as I don't like asparagus.
Not a big fan. Not a big fan. Yeah. At all.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. You can just sit back and watch Cliffo vomit. So well done,
Thank
Carl.
Thank you so much. The bet payout next week. For now, Kyle Felt from our North Queensland 2 out of Cowboys. Good luck against Manly on the weekend, mate. And we'll catch up early next week.
Thank you very much. See you guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
A pretty innocent conversation about baths came up in the office the other day and turned into a fiery argument. And it was quite an interesting escalation of events. We're sitting there, and I can't even remember why the subject of baths came up, to tell you the truth, but we're talking about adults who use a bath. And I have a bath. One of the requirements of my new house had to be that there was a bath there, because I just love having a bath. Yep. It's really relaxing. That's how I kind of wind down. And we're having a conversation about it. A couple of the guys in the office, Luke, our mornings announcer, being one of them, saying, nah, if you have a bath and you're just soaking in your own filth, it's revolting. So you need to have a shower beforehand to get the majority of the grossness off, and then have a shower afterwards to then rinse off the filthy bath water. And he goes, so I just don't have time for that. I don't have time to have a shower, a bath, and a shower, so I just don't bath.
Number one, really not water-wise.
No, not at all. Not at all.
In a city that struggles with water, that's not water-wise
at all. In a country that struggles with water.
But number two, this is all new to me. I've just gone straight in the bath, straight out of the bath.
Yeah.
No showering at all. No shower before, no shower afterwards. That's the point of the bath. You wash the filth off, done.
Yeah.
Jobs are good in.
The only time I had a shower after bath was a couple of days ago when I was scrubbing off my orange fake tan.
Well, that was hideous.
It was so bad. And I was soaking in the bath to soften my skin so that I could scrape off a couple of layers.
Well, I proposed taking you out the back and gurneying
you. It's pretty much what I did, but with a loofah. And the bathwater literally turned murky brown. So I did have a quick shower after that because I felt like I still had the remnants of tan on me. But on a majority of the time, like on a regular basis, I wouldn't shower before or after a bath.
See, these people who shower before a bath or after a bath are going to think I'm just the most disgusting, because not only do I bath, but I bath my daughter in the water first, then I add a bit more hot, then I jump in the same water.
So you're bathing in hers and your own filth, according to Morning's announcer Luke.
She's like four.
What kind of filth?
And goes to
got?
School all day. Like, she's not that dirty.
Kids are pretty gross.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't know. 13, 12, 16.
I'm still alive.
Let's settle this argument once and for all. If you have a bath, do you also feel the need to shower?
Yeah.
Or it could be before or after or not at all.
Do you just think it's a ridiculous concept?
Yeah. Showering as well as bathing, is it a thing?
We'll go to Sam. Sam, if you bath, do you also have to shower like before or afterwards?
No.
No, not at all.
I feel clean after a bath.
Yeah. It seems like double dipping, doesn't it, Sam?
It's totally double dipping, and you just don't do that.
And when you're all wrinkly, the worst thing to do is put more water on your skin.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
I'm just confused by the whole concept, because it's all brand new to me this morning. I've never thought I've felt the need.
Hmm.
You know, to
and
go
bathing
for another wash.
Has always been like the way to clean yourself from way back when.
Yeah.
Way back when.
What about back in the day when they had public baths?
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know.
I'd shower after that.
Huh? Hey, got the Romans by, didn't it? Built the whole Roman Empire on that. Kelly, you're next. Kelly, if you bath, do you also have to shower?
Afterwards, yes. Otherwise, you've got dried soap left on your skin, which isn't good for your skin.
You know what? I do understand that. Like, if you have a bubble bath and you do have all of the, or even a bath bomb in there, sometimes you do end up drying out. Yeah.
You've got all this stuff left on your skin. My kids have always sort of been a bit sensitive to soap. So when they want to have a tub, they've got to just have a rinse afterwards to rinse off any remnants of soap from their skin.
Yeah. If it's for health reasons, such as skin irritation, I get it.
I'll be honest though, Kel, I've never gotten out of a bath and gone, oh, that soap, I feel like it's thick on my skin now. Like, I don't relate to that at all, but hey.
And you get skin irritation.
And I get skin. Hey, maybe that's why I get
maybe
skin
that's
irritation.
The problem.
Hey, who's this?
It's Rodney. How's it going?
Good.
Rodney, do you feel the need to shower before or after a bath?
I guess it all depends on what you get up to in the bath.
Right.
Rodney. Well,
You obviously have a bigger bath than I do.
Yeah, that's, we got a 7 week old at my house, so there is nothing happening in the bath other than a good scrub. Then a big day.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I'm actually quite surprised we're still talking about maths this many months later after it's wrapped up. But you might remember Lizzie from maths. She was the one with the hair extensions, full-on makeup and the big arm gestures when making any kind of conversation. And she was invited onto the Today Extra show yesterday morning for a bit of an interview because there seemed to be a new project in the works for Lizzie, a new TV show as such. And they invited her on to talk about this new opportunity that was really exciting. Sonia Kruger and David Campbell were like, "Ooh, let's have a chat." However, I don't think Lizzie was told about this interview opportunity before she got to the desk, and it turned into the most train wreck of a TV segment I've ever seen.
So she knew she was going to be interviewed on the TV, but she didn't really know the questions or the content that she was going to be interviewed about.
That's the impression I got. Okay. You have a listen to this and you can probably make your own mind up.
So what is this project with Cyril?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
So I just heard about it. I have no idea.
What do you mean you just heard about it?
I heard about it. So someone one of my best friends forwarded me the link and goes, "What are you doing?" And I go, "I don't know anything about it."
That's awkward.
Okay, so they've got her on the show
to
talk about this project she's doing with Cyril,
but
she doesn't actually know what the project is.
So there was this whole rumour out and about that Lizzie and Cyril would do like a Simple Life type TV show. Do you remember Paris Hilton and Nicole
Richie?
Where
it follows them.
Where they go around and try different jobs and different lifestyles and the cameras follow them. And it was this really hilarious idea that that's what they'd be doing. And so that's the entire reason they got Lizzie onto the panel to have a chat about it. She's like, what?
Well, if that grabs anything to go by, it'd be very entertaining.
It was so
good. It'd be
good.
Awkward. It'd be entertaining
Best
to watch.
TV.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. This is Gabby's Diary. Oh, she's sweet but
a psycho. Right.
Yeah, this one is an interesting entry. I had a bit of a giggle when I read back over it because it turns out teenage Gabby can create drama no matter where she's at, including at her nana's 80th birthday party.
Well, adult Gabby can do that, so I'm
you're
not
right.
surprised.
Gabby at any time in age.
Teenage Gabby in 2002 was able to do that.
Drama is where it's at. But, it's all about boys still. Back in 2002, teenage Gabby, very boy crazy. And my nana's 80th birthday actually occurred at my house, my mum and dad's house, in the backyard. It was a bit of an outdoor party. So, of course, my neighbour, Bill, was involved. So this is Bill. Back on the 1st of June 2002.
Dear Diary, today was Nana's 80th birthday party at our house, and I heard someone scurrying around in the bushes, and I thought maybe it was Bill. So we went to have a look, and it was. He's still really hot and nice. Me, Cassie, and Jonathan got away from the party and hang out with him and Ross for a while. But Cassie and Josh didn't get the hint at one stage when Bill was like, "I need to wash my hands. Are you coming?" and started walking off, and they all followed. I was like, "Get lost." Then Bill goes, "Where are we all going?" And they were like, "I don't know." Then Bill came over to our house, and Nicola would have stopped following us around, and at one stage, like five of the little kids were sitting and watching us. But yeah, I decided I'm in love with Bill again, and that I never want to go out with anyone on the bus again. I like sitting with my friends. Better go. It's 12:58, so it's really Sunday now. Lol.
Oh my god, I'm such a rebel for staying up late.
Little gag for my own ego at the end there. Or how late am I up?
Well past my bedtime.
Quickly drop the L word, don't you?
Oh, I do, don't I?
I love Bill ridiculous. Now, and I'll never ever go out with anyone on the bus ever again.
Well, I like sitting with my friends. It's a pain in the butt having to be distracted by boys.
By those boys that I'm in love
Damn
with.
Boys.
Love you, Bill. It's 12. It's after 12. So technically Sunday.
Oh.
I'm so naughty.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.